Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time to chat a little bit of some football right now. Hopefully we'll see a season this year. We'll talk right now with James Jones, who is a former Green Bay Packer, a current NFL Network analyst, and you can follow him on Twitter at 89JonesNTAF. NFL Network's Inside Training Camp live coverage continues next week, Monday through Friday, starting each day at 1 p.m. Eastern. James Jones, how you and your family been, my friend?
Man, we're good, man. Thanks for having me, man. We're out here in Arizona, man, just hanging, man, trying to stay cool.
Well, continue to stay safe. I saw something from you a week or two ago that you think Aaron Rodgers is going to win the MVP this year. Explain this one to me.
Absolutely. Number one, from just knowing the guy and having a personal relationship with the guy, I know how much of a competitor the guy is. I know how much of a perfectionist he is. And all you've been hearing all offseason long, even before they drafted Jordan Love, was, man, can Aaron Rodgers do this? Can he do that? Can he do that? And that's just fueling the fire for Aaron Rodgers, man. And we've seen him last year, first year in Matt LaFleur's offense, and we've seen him do some really great things. We've seen him do some throws that not a lot of quarterbacks can make in our league still, man. And I just feel like then you add the addition of Jordan Love and you put that other chip on his shoulder, wanting to prove to the world that he still can play this game at a high level, man. And last time I remember Aaron Rodgers being under a bunch of pressure, I remember when we won the Super Bowl, and then I remember when, you know, they finally decided to move on from Brett Favre, but he just played absolutely lights out. So I'm going on the record, Aaron Rodgers, as much as everybody's been saying, will come out and he will light the league on fire. Again, the two-time MVP will light the league on fire again and win MVP for the third time.
I don't think it's a crazy statement. Whenever you have a player like Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be in that conversation, and I think Green Bay and Minnesota are going to probably both be double-digit win teams or very close to it, and both should go to the playoffs. But I just see what Green Bay's doing right now. I don't think he's going to have enough touchdown passes to win the award, because last year they ran the football 25.4 times a game. The year before that, they were at 20.8. And you draft a running back in the second round. You already have Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams there. I think they're going to run the football a lot, and I just don't think the stats are going to be good enough to definitely win the MVP.
But still, at the end of the day, we all can agree that Aaron Rodgers is the best player on the Green Bay Packers, correct?
Yes.
So you want to have the ball in your best player's hands. The defense came out last year. They played lights out. Aaron Rodgers and them were playing with leads in a lot of games that they won. You know, who's saying that the defense is going to do that this year? I hope they come out and do it. I hope they play lights out. I hope they pitch a shutout every single game. But what if it's some games to where, okay, the defense is falling off, and those three or four games that they had leads last year, now it's three or four games where they don't have leads, and Aaron Rodgers got to throw them out of it. You know, so it's a lot of things that go into it. You know, and at the end of the day, you want the ball in your best player's hands. And last year, you could just see Aaron Rodgers, even every single game, still getting the feel for Matt LaFleur, the feel for the offense and things like that, even though he's a special quarterback and been in the league a long time. You got to get the feel of what your offensive coordinator is calling and understand what he likes. And it takes a little bit more time than just 1 year. But in year two, I think they both understand each other very, very well, and I think you're going to see a totally different Aaron Rodgers under center.
James Jones here with us. If you had to estimate it, you know, just give us a little guess. How many touchdown passes, around how many yards this year for Rodgers? Who you think is going to win the MVP?
I'm saying 4,000 plus yards, 40 touchdowns.
Wow. How about the weapons there? You got Devontae Adams. You got Aaron Jones. Now no Devin Funchess because of COVID, and that's going to happen. How about this receiving core and what they got in Green Bay with guys like Allen Lazard and Marquez Valdez-Scantling?
Well, man, last time we had a young receiver core that was unproven, but our coaching staff really knew that these guys were going to be special. We had Jordy Nelson, who was a young guy that was unproven. We had Greg Jennings, who was a young fella that was unproven. We had myself, who was a young fella that was unproven. We had Randall Cobb, that was a young fella that was unproven. And then you had the veteran Double D, Donald Driver, who was a Pro Bowler, a big-time player. And all everybody kept saying, because we listen, we hear everything you guys are saying, go get Randy Moss, go get this guy, go get that guy. We don't have nobody else other than Donald Driver. And our coaching staff was just sitting there like, man, they don't even know the young talent that we have out here, man, that's going to emerge and be able to make some plays for us. And we all did. We all came up and did our part. And from my understanding, the reason why they did not draft any receivers is because they truly believe in the young fellas. And they believe the young fellas are developing, getting some chemistry with Aaron, and they think it's just a matter of time before they go out there and have a splash season. So I'm excited for them, and I'm even more excited for them that, you know, Funch has decided, you know, for his family reasons and purposes to sit out. And now they're going to get more and more opportunities to show what they could do. But I think they're big bodies. They have speed. They can make all the catches, run all the routes. So I'm excited to see how they step up this year.
There were flaws with that football team last year. They still did go 13-3 and were in an NFC title game. I know that San Francisco absolutely abused them in the trenches. Defensively, where do you think this team is at? And overall, did you like the approach this offseason from this team? Because a lot of people, including yours truly, have been very critical of the Packers this offseason.
Well, you know, I love everything about the defense, man. I mean, I love the pickup at middle linebacker, Kingsley. So, I mean, I'm loving everything that they did on the defensive side of the ball. But the best thing about it is all those guys, I mean, we all can agree on defense, man. It's all about chemistry. It's all about knowing what your brother's going to do. It's all about trusting your brother. You know, I remember when we had Nick Collins and Charles Woodson, you know, it would be plays where Charles Woodson would get an interception, and that wasn't even the defense, or that wasn't even what he was supposed to do. But he trusted Nick Collins, had his back over the top, so he can do certain things. And I just feel like going into year two with a lot of the young talent that they have, I think they're all going to understand each other much better. They're going to trust each other even more and more. And I think the sky's the limit for this defense, man. I think they could go out there and possibly have defensive player of the year, you know, with one of the Smith brothers. But they have a chance to be a very good defense, man. A lot of the same guys is coming back. So it'll be a fun year.
James Jones, when you go back to draft night, in the moment, Rodgers being your guy, how'd you react to that when you saw the Packers trade up from 30 to 26 to take Jordan Love?
Well, I mean, in the heat of the moment, I was probably like everybody else. What the heck are they doing? Because this is a team that was in the NFC Championship, and you feel like, okay, you're one wide receiver away or one piece away on the defensive side of the ball from, you know, competing with the San Francisco 49ers and getting to a Super Bowl. So that was my first initial reaction. And then I sat down a little bit, and I felt like at the time, even if I was the Green Bay Packers, I felt like Jordan Love was the best player available. I feel like, why jump up there for a wide receiver if you feel like all the best ones in the first round were taken and you don't feel like any of the other ones are worthy of that first round pick? So whoever was on the board, I felt like Jordan Love was the best player. And as I sat back, I'm like, okay, all right, Packers, you know, hey, everybody has a time. Everybody has an end. We all want to play until we're 50. But I felt like he was the best player available, so you got to take it.
I look at the timeline. He's got 4 years left on his deal, Rodgers. I think he's going to be in Green Bay this year, the year after that, and then one more season, and then they'll probably try to trade him. How do you think about this timeline? How does this end in Green Bay for Rodgers?
I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about it, man. When I think of Aaron Rodgers, man, and you know, I just can see him in the Green Bay Packers uniform, and I know everybody else could say the same about Tom Brady because I see him in the Patriots uniform, and now he's switched. So I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm not gonna want to even put that in my mind until that day comes.
So you can't accept it yet, is what you're telling me?
No, I can't. I can't accept it yet.
Would there be one team? Like, could you imagine him playing in the NFC North, James? Like, imagine if he gets the free agency and then he's playing with the Vikings, the Bears, or the Lions. Imagine that, James Jones.
Oh man, see, now you're just opening a wound, man. Now you're just opening a wound, man. I don't even want to think about it, but it would be crazy. I probably would be one of those guys who would probably go to that game if that was to happen, just to see him play the Packers and just see how he does. But man, I'm telling you, man, I don't even want to think about it. I'm saying he's going to win MVP this season and be with the Packers for as long as he wants, man. That's just my mindset.
Antonio Brown got an 8-game suspension today. Should the Packers sign Antonio Brown?
It's tough to sign somebody right now where you really don't know everything that's going on. I mean, from what I know, even around the league, you know, this might not even be done, you know, because it's more stuff that he has to deal with. So it could even be more games. So I just think it's a stretch for anybody to sign him right now because of the 8 games and because of a lot of stuff that's still being investigated and things like that. And it could be more. So I think once they get all this ironed out, I mean, you're talking about one of the best receivers to ever do it. I'm talking about a future Hall of Fame wide receiver from what he has done on the football field. So if you do have a chance to get him and all this stuff is ironed out, absolutely. Absolutely go get him because you know what you're going to get on the football field. And I feel like all the things that he's been through, I feel like it's humbled him a little bit, and he knows if he does get another opportunity and he messes that one up, that's probably going to be his last shot.
If they get Antonio Brown and if he could stay on a football field, then I think you got a chance to see Aaron Rodgers win the MVP, going back to your argument, because then you got Davante Adams, AB, and also Aaron Jones. That would be tough for people to stop with Rodgers throwing the football.
Absolutely.
If not Green Bay, if let's say Green Bay doesn't bring him in, is there another team? You hear Seattle, you hear the Ravens. Is there a team that jumps out to you?
A team that jumps out to me? I mean, I would love to see him go to a contender, a team that's a piece away. You know, I look at teams like the Seattle Seahawks. You know, I look at teams like the Baltimore Ravens, who, you know, are dynamic on the offensive side of the ball, got dynamic, you know, quarterbacks back there, can run the ball with the best of them. So, I mean, he's going to see a lot of one-on-one coverage if he does go to one of them teams. But I would love to see him in the same huddle as Dangerous, man, just because he's a tremendous leader. I think he understands Antonio Brown. I think he can get the best out of Antonio Brown and Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll can get the best out of Antonio Brown on the football field, and I think that'll be a very good relationship. I would like to see him in a Seattle uniform.
Wrapping up with James Jones, how would you approach this year? Would you think about opting out, or would you play?
You know what? From what I've seen that the NFL has done in these locker rooms, in these training rooms, all around the facilities, I would feel extremely safe, man. You know, I respect every player's decision to opt out because everybody is doing it for different reasons. You don't know what's going on inside their homes or why they're making the decisions. But what's going on inside my home, you know, with everybody being healthy and, you know, me seeing what the NFL is doing, I would take my chances and I would go out there and play football.
When we talk about building chemistry in this offseason, is really unprecedented with all the lack of access that teams could have. You look at a team, like example, you mentioned Brady earlier, new organization, new system, and he has to build that chemistry and that relationship with those wide receivers. Actually, they have to build it with the quarterback, probably is the better way to phrase it. How long does it take? How long do you think it's going to take for Brady to be comfortable in Tampa?
You know what? The time is going to tell for that, man, because, you know, he's throwing the one guy that he has been playing with for a long time in Rob Gronkowski. Then he's playing with two other receivers in Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, who all you got to do is put it in their area and they can catch it. So, I mean, chemistry is really, you know, really out of the factor when it comes to those two guys. But, you know, I think just getting on the same page, man, and, you know, we were at the point with Aaron Rodgers where we knew what he was thinking before the play even started. You know what I mean? And that's going to take some time. You know, you could talk and you could go out to practice, but until you're in games and you're doing this thing and you guys are talking about them after the games and the meetings and all that type stuff and then going back on the football field in the games and doing it, that's how you build history. So for me, that's gonna take not only this year, not only next year, maybe the year after that, man. It's going to take a couple of years to get on that type of chemistry. But with these guys, as long as Tom Brady's been playing, man, they're going to be just fine.
And then before we let you run, last year I thought Patrick Mahomes should have been number one on this top NFL 100 list. This year he's back in that four spot, but they had two quarterbacks in front of him with Russell Wilson and then Lamar being the number one overall slot in the league. Were you surprised that Mahomes wasn't one when that list came out the other day?
No, I wasn't surprised at all, man. I kind of thought that it would go that way. Number one, he didn't have a regular season like he had the year before. And I truly believe that Patrick Mahomes has the Aaron Rodgers effect. He came into this league. He was so great. He made throws that we were like, wow, we still got – our jaws are still dropped. Every time he takes the field, we expect him to throw seven downs and 500 yards. So when he goes out there and he has an average season for him, which is probably a Pro Bowl season for other quarterbacks, you know, it's just the Aaron Rodgers effect, man. But when I look at those other quarterbacks that were in front of him, Dangerous Wilson and Lamar Jackson, those are two guys who I feel like were neck and neck for the MVP conversation, man. Russell Wilson willed his team to so many victories. All the Seattle Seahawks wanted to do when they took the field was make sure we get this thing close, keep this thing close in the fourth quarter, and put this ball into Russell Wilson's hand. And game after game, year after year, Russell Wilson delivers. You cannot tell me sitting there watching the TV right now, if it's the fourth quarter, game on the line, ball in Russell Wilson's hand, that you don't think Seattle's going to win that game. We probably all would think Seattle's going to win that game. And Lamar Action Jackson just speaks for himself, man. He was absolutely unstoppable. Nobody had any answers for him. The only answer that anybody had for him was Derrick Henry because he couldn't play defense. But nobody had any answers for him all season long, man. So those two dudes, man, they earned it. They played their tails off last season.
NFL Network's Inside Training Camp live coverage continues next week, Monday through Friday, starting each day at 1 p.m. Eastern. You could always see James Jones on the NFL Network as an analyst. And make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, 89JonesNTAF. James Jones, be well, my friend. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thanks, buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.